Joining me in the studio, I have Rick Carroll, who is a managing editor for the Aspen Times. Curtis Wackerly, he's the editor of the Aspen Daily News. I have David Cook, who is now the owner of the Aspen Daily News, co-owner, as of this week. And it was a big headline this week when it was revealed that Dave Danforth, after 39 years of owning that paper, he's the one that started it, sold it to you, David, along with some investors and partners. And so it's a changing of the guard of one of two papers in Aspen.
Sure, yeah. Thanks for having me on, Carolyn. I feel tremendously lucky to carry on an institution that I believe is going to really have an impact on this town.
Yeah, so obviously the purchase raised some eyebrows because of three of the investors that you brought on. And I don't think they were part of the deal originally. They came on somewhere in the process. I think we're talking about Craig Morris and Ernie Freewald and Ben Roos.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And they're all from Aspen Sonoma Sotheby's. So, you know, you wrote two stories saying, hey, real estate guys aren't going to have anything to do with the decisions that happen in the newsroom. And so I know there's some optics to deal with, right?
Yep, yeah, for
and
sure.
I'm sure you guys talked about that as the deal was going down, or
definitely, yeah. So, I mean, it's first and foremost, it's important to recognize that they don't own it as real estate brokers; they own it as individuals. There, I would guess, are very few media outlets, whether it's radio, glossy magazine, newspaper, that doesn't have some sort of ownership group that has other interests. And so this certainly isn't Sotheby's buying into the paper. These are three individuals that happen to work for the same company that I had approached early in the process. I had also approached 10 other groups. The guy that I bought it from was very interested and curious as to how I was going to secure financing and what it was going to look like. And certainly there's some synergies there. They utilize the product very regularly.
So Curtis, as the editor of the paper and knowing that this deal was imminent, how does it feel, you know, from your viewpoint?
Well, first of all, I've been at the Daily News for 11 years, and I've always been really proud of the legacy of this newspaper, the fact that, you know, it was the first daily newspaper to come out in the modern era of Aspen. And, you know, I think it's an important part of the community. And it's been well known that there needs to be, you know, that Danforth has been here almost 40 years, and there has to be a succession plan so we can have another 40 years.
Right. What do you think this means for the average reader who's listening right now? Like, why do I care about this?
I genuinely think they're going to have a more enjoyable experience with the Aspen Daily News. I think they're going to have a more seamless digital delivery. I think that our tactile product will be delivered in a much more sophisticated way. I think the printed product will show marketed improvements. The consumer of the news product and our customer, being the advertiser, will both have a more positive experience in dealing with the Aspen Daily News.
Will you be instituting a policy about fish in the kitchen?
So no microwaving fish sticks.
Right. So let's talk about that story on a lighter note, or on a different note. The Aspen Times wrote a story which got picked up by one of the Denver TV stations and probably The Wire and other places. Tell us what this is.
It's the...
It's a fish stick policy.
No, and broccoli.
And, those are two really
so
good
no,
things.
No microwaving fish sticks or broccoli on the... Was it the third floor of City Hall?
And is it Pitkin County too? Oh, is it it's the Community Development Department.
Yeah. It's in City Hall where the county is leasing space.
This town prides itself on being healthy, and here's broccoli and fish. And I mean, microwaving fish sticks, that's just gross. I mean, you would put those in an oven or something. Or
you would think.
Big news in Little Aspen.
Right.